This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. OSHA has cited three companies involved in the death of five men and one teenage boy. They were working at a dairy farm in Keensburg. OSHA found that a pipe in the manure management system at Prospect Dairy Farm in Weld County disconnected on August 20th. That released manure water and hydrogen sulfide gas. OSHA cited Prospect Ranch and two agencies it contracts with for serious violations and a total fine of just under $250,000. The dairy farm and the two other agencies have 3 weeks to respond to OSHA. State lawmakers are pushing back against federal efforts to keep a coal plant open in northwest Colorado. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The Trump administration ordered the coal plant in Craig to stay open the day before it was scheduled to close. The Craig 1 plant was closing for economic reasons and to help fulfill state clean energy goals. A Democratic bill would mandate advanced pollution controls at coal plants and create low-cost financing to pay for it. The proposal would also require public transparency about the costs of running coal plants past their retirement dates. Representative Jenny Wilford is a main sponsor.
What we're trying to do is make it really clear how much this is costing taxpayers in the state. This is so unprecedented.
The owners of the plant have asked the Trump administration to reverse the order, and Colorado's attorney general is challenging it in federal court. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
A record high temperature was seen in Pueblo today. It was 83 degrees this afternoon, beating the old record set in 1986 of 79 degrees. This is CPR News.